Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
better people
all around. Yes, it would. And this
old people
would talk to
young people.
It would make us
better people
all around. And it would. We went from radio to TV. Now we're going from LP to CD. Don't be afraid to try something new.
Yeah,
I can help you with the brand new technology. You can help me with the age old philosophy. Together, there's so much we can do.
Well, good morning, and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlynn McDonald. I am coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada, where they say the sun shines on both sides of the street. As you know, at First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, we have our little house cleaning we do before we start anything. So I'd like for you to go ahead and get you a cup of coffee, a glass of water, some hot tea, whatever it takes for you to be ready for the show today. And instead of sitting back and relaxing, we'd like for you to actually put your hands on your knees, lean forward, get your mirrors, because I'd like for you to be able to see that you're speaking into your own life during the show. Today we're talking about being one of the four strong pillars to construct a firm foundation. And what I mean by that, first of all, we're going to find out what are the four pillars. Why are they necessary? What are the measurements? How do we get the structure to it? What is the substance to it? And then to close it out, we want you to know the storm is over. When it's over, what are we going to do with it? I see my co-host is already here. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Good morning, Lady Kathy. Are you ready to jump in here? And, I mean, we got some things we got to really deal with. Good morning, Lady Kathy. Are you there? Okay, I guess I'll
I am. Sure. Good morning, Lady Susie. How are you this morning?
Good. I was like, co-host, where is she? How are you today?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. I mean, you know, I was, you know, we always wait to see what God says to do about the show. And he was talking to me about the four pillars. And he said, you know, when you talk about the pillars, how they're placed in the north, south, the northeast, west, and south of a construction. And I wanted to talk today about being one of those four pillars, one of those four strong pillars to reconstruct and get a firm foundation. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Again, being one of the four strong pillars to construct a strong foundation. What are the pillars that we're talking about? Why are the pillars necessary? Why is it that when you're in the midst of putting together a foundation or getting ready to build up on a foundation, that you have to have exact measurements? You have to check the structure. What are the substance that it takes to make it a strong foundation? And then realizing once it's done, before it's done, you need to look up. But to know that the storm is over. So let's talk about that today. So I wanted to start out by talking about the four strong pillars. And I was just speaking it to you, saying that, you know, in order to have a strong foundation, if you ever have seen a home built, they actually have it to where the pillars are in four different areas before you can actually construct a home. You check the land, and the pillars are what will stabilize the foundation. I'm going to start with you, Lady Kathy, and I see we have a caller. I'll give you a few minutes, and then I'll pull you in. But I want to talk about being one of the four strong pillars. Let's talk about that. Are you there, Lady Kathy? Yeah. What does it mean to be a strong pillar to you?
I need a little bit more information in regards to what you refer to.
Okay, well, we're talking about being one of the four strong pillars to construct a firm foundation, be it in your home, in your ministry, in your business, in just your life. There are certain measurements that it takes for each one of us to, we'll use right now the construction of a home. When you're building a home, if you think about it, they go and they get all the materials first. And in getting those materials, some of the things you're talking about is they go and get the plywood. They get the nails. They get the hammer. And the four pillars, though, are what are going to hold everything stable, the foundation of whatever you're constructing, like I said, be it in your ministry, in the church, in your family. I'll start with just the first two that are the strongest two that can hold the whole foundation of the family together. And that would be the father, and I'm saying God. I'm speaking of the dad, the mother, and then what we put in it for the fourth foundation that will keep that strong is love. We talked about that love, forgiveness. What are those things that it takes? And which one? Let's start here. What pillar would you prefer to be?
Well, when you talk about building a foundation, in order for you to have a strong foundation, as you say, you have to have the right material.
Mm-hmm.
And in having the right material, we need to make sure that we don't skimp on the material, that we don't cut costs on the material for a foundation, because the house is only as strong as the foundation.
Exactly. Right.
And so and the Bible says to build a house on a strong foundation. Well, we know as Christians that foundation is Christ.
Exactly.
And if we don't build our house on the foundation of Christ, then we have a shaky foundation. We have to build our house on the rock mm-hmm. of Christ. And when we start with a pillar and use that as one of our four pillars and use the foundation, that is paramount. If you don't have a strong foundation, you don't have anything because it's shaky. And
right.
We can build on a shaky foundation, so it must have the best material. And I would say that the best material you can start with is to build your house or your foundation on Christ, who is
exactly.
the solid rock.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing that you said that, too, because one of the things you said that was very important, you said never start building before you have all the materials in place. And again, the other thing you just said, which we spoke first, is the first foundation has actually got the strongest foundation of the house would have to be on that ground. And it's also built and it's established on God and what he has for us to do. The Lord actually has a foundation for us. I remember in certain parts of the Bible where he'll give you the dimensions. He'll give you what to use. Give you what it is that you need.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you don't use and speaking of ark, you know what, we talked about that and you weren't here. God gave us a revelation that I was looking at a movie and it said the ark, ARK, is an act of random human kindness. And that was one of the things that God, isn't that amazing? One of the things that God has had us to do is a lot of times in the process of us building without the correct materials, the foundation of a home, I don't know if you've ever seen those homes. Like in New York, a lot of the buildings are very old, and it's because of the foundation being solid. Even when people go in to renovate, they don't bother the structure on the outside. But here in Abagas and a lot of the West Coast, we don't have those strong foundation type of buildings. They throw them up so quickly. But outside of that, even when they got ready to tear one of the hotels down, they actually just blow it up. They don't say the foundation that it was established on that made it successful. They tear it down and then they rebuild it. Maybe it is that the foundation is weak is the reason that they're doing that. Or is it, and this is one of the questions that we're going to pose, is it that we're so busy wanting to start over, which that's what we've been talking about on this show, is that we have the tendency to put away what is already there, the foundation that can be made strong, which we had Apostle Jerusha on, and I think I see her today, and she was talking about the forgiveness. You know, even when you forgive, you got to forgive again, and not only forgive, but forget. Because if you don't again, that foundation will not be strong. We were talking about, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in, the number is area code 347-324-5730. And Lady Kathy just put the first foundation down. So I'm going to bring our other callers in, 702-286-5853. And I also have opened the line to 702-751-5803. We're talking about being one of the four strong pillars to reconstruct a firm foundation. And right now, the world is rocking. What is it that we can input to make the foundation strong? We know that the first pillar has got to be God and his direction and which way to go. Caller 702-286-5853. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. God bless you.
Oh, good morning. This is Minister Pollard, Dr. Pollard.
Dr. Paula.
How are you? Yes.
I am good. I'm blessed. How are you all doing this morning?
Oh, we're amazing. We're talking today about being one of the four strong, and it's funny that it's four of us on here right now. That's the other part. Being one of the strong pillars to construct a firm foundation. And I'd like to get your input on that.
Well, I was listening to some, I think I got in almost when you just started.
Yes, you did.
Okay. So when I look at the foundation and pillars, I remember my ex-husband was a mason, a bricklayer. And
right.
In fact, he built many of the malls here, the brickwork and stonework here in Las Vegas.
Right.
And number one, when you speak of a foundation, if you look, when they begin to build large buildings, they dig way deep first. And there's certain things they have to do within the earth, bring in fresh soil. And they have to make sure that the foundation, the bottom dirt, is level. The next thing is when they bring in the cement, each layer has to be leveled with a leveler. It has to be tapped. They tap the cement, but they tap the bricks. So then they smooth out the cement. Then what they do also is when they're going to build with bricks, they use what is called rhubarb. And they put these large metal poles 6 inches apart around the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to make sure that there is a pillar of strength every 6 feet to ensure the stability of the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Once they start laying the bricks, every so many bricks, they have to shoot a plumb line. To make sure, or shoot a line, to make sure that, in fact, the bricks are still level, because they may appear level when you're laying them, but if you don't shoot a plumb line, then they can shift.
Right.
What is amazing to me about a foundation, the tool that is used to make sure the bricks are level is called a leveler.
Exactly.
And the leveler is what they tap. They slide the grout with the leveler, but then they tap a certain way so that the brick becomes even. So to me, a foundation has to be, as you're saying, built on that which is solid, the solid rock. Then the next layer has to be that which is fluid in the beginning, pliable and formable, which I believe could represent us.
Right.
The pillar represents the children of God or us. Then the pillars representing the power and the anointing of God to keep us stable through his anointing, because God is the house band which holds the house together, as the man is the husband to hold the house, the physical house together. Holy Spirit seals the house. A woman makes the house a home. The children makes the house complete because they bring forth even more of a blessing. And then the sealer or the roof is the anointing and the falling of the Holy Spirit, which is like when you put stucco on a building, you wet it and it has to dry a certain way so it doesn't crack. So the stucco of the Holy Ghost contains that which is within. It's solid and holds together that which has been put there to provide a home that is stable, energy efficient, and can bless those that dwell therein. Well, bless
you. Know that
I have never heard it described like that, but that was the bomb.
And you know what is amazing? The one thing that she said, you said, Paula, too, is even after you've got the structure, you broke down the stucco, how you have to wet it a certain way that it'll dry a certain way that the whole foundation still doesn't crack. But the foundation will be strong, but the outer court will not be strong. You know what is good a lot of times to bring on Dr. Paula, because of the masonry, as we call it, you're able to break it down to that, you know, even a child can understand. And that is one of the reasons that we even have this show. As a matter of fact, I've got people that are chatting now. The whole thing about this show is to be able to bring the information, and again, how can you construct a firm, strong foundation if you don't have the tools, if you don't have the knowledge and use the knowledge in order to construct the foundation to make it strong? We're going to do a recap on that, but the caller 702-751-5803. Thank you, late Dr. Paula. We'll be back to you in just a moment. Caller 751-5803, good morning.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning,
Ladies
Apostle.
Kathy and Susie.
Good morning, Apostle.
How you doing?
We're blessed, thank you.
All righty. So
awesome.
We're talking about the foundation, right, and the pillars
Absolutely.
Of a marriage?
Absolutely.
Okay, Paula, Dr. Paula came from another angle, so I'm going to come from, you know me, my little simple level of speaking. So I was thinking while she was talking about the basement, you know, the base of a marriage, and I know that's what we're talking about, marriage, and the foundation of it, as well as the pillars. But as she was talking, I was thinking about the old saying, people would say, if mama not happy, nobody's happy. Okay?
Well,
if mama not happy in the house, nobody is happy. So mama is the, not only the she's a pillar of a home, because she holds up the home. She holds up the light. She is the covering. The base represents, when I bring it down to family, is the man which represents God, the foundation of the priesthood, the foundation of the Word of God. But the woman is the pillar, just like in the Word, the woman, the pillar represented, it supported the veil and the planks of Shittim wood. And so the same thing holds true with that wife in the home. And it's a real important thing that we understand that when a wife is in the home, she may not seem, in our world today, it doesn't really give women their props that are housewives or women that care for the inside of the home. But they do more than they get their credit for. They are setting the tone. They are keeping the home together by their spirit, but also by their hand, in the process of healing, in the process of keeping that whole house functioning. And so I look at her or she as the pillar of the home, keeping everything constructed and together. So anyway,
Apostle Jerusha, which pillar would you look at her as?
Which pillar? Wow, I didn't even think about that, to be honest with you. Wow, which pillar? Well, I think she is one of the main pillars. Because just like if you look at it from the church, which is an institution, which represents the church represents a marriage, She is like the fourth pillar. She is the one that holds the foundation together. You need the base for the feet to stand on solid ground. But she is all four of those pillars that keeps that building, that home, that church constructed and functioning according to the Spirit of God, as well as a home, you know?
Right. Well, you know, it's good you said that, too, because that was one of the end portions that I was going to bring around. But bottom line being, when Dr. Paula was talking, and she's talking about building the outer court and the inner court, but the stabilizer that she spoke of, Paula, what did you call that, the shittim?
That was
Dr. Paula? The leveler.
What is
the leveler, I think it is.
The
part
right,
the
leveler is
the leveler.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The leveler is the thing that looks like water that's in the
right,
mirror.
Right.
Yeah, has mm-hmm. a little bubble.
Yeah.
Right. But the one thing that Apostle Jerusha is talking about, the women being the four pillars, because again, yes, if a woman is in the home, is not in the home does shake. But the bottom line being, if the woman is also your leveler. I mean, because she keeps everything constructed and level. She keeps the – God does the main thing, but he has the woman in the house to actually fill the home. She is mm-hmm. the four corners, but if she doesn't bring in the food and cook it and prepare it, if she doesn't bring in the children, Apostle Jerusha always calls the woman the womb of the earth. She's the womb mm-hmm. of the house as well, again, because without having anything to furnish, I think it was Luther Vandross that actually said that a home is not a home. A house is not a home. And it really, it isn't. A house is not a home without the main person that holds it together, which, again, what Apostle Jerusha said, that a lot of times women are not in the home. Women that are housewives, they don't get the credit that they should get. But the other part that was said, too, with Apostle Paula, Dr. Paula, is when she built the house first. And then we entered the steps and went into the home, and Apostle Jerusha told us about the foundation of the inside of the house. The outside has been perfected. Now the inside is being perfected. And although we're building this foundation right now, I'll ask each and every one of you to kind of jump in on this part. What would be the full stabilizer, and why are they necessary inside the house? Apostle Jerusha, you spoke on yours, the woman and what she brings to the home and what she can take out of the home. But what are the things that are necessary to keep the entire structure of the strong pillars, keep them strong, the construction strong? What would be our part? I'm speaking to women now. What is our part in the home as well as out of the home? I'll start with you, Lady Kathy.
You know, the Bible says that a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman tears it down.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for us to have a strong family unit, the woman is necessary. But more than mm-hmm. that, if we don't have it built on Christ, then it's a shaky ground anyway. One thing that mm-hmm. I observed that Dr. Paula said was how she laid the foundation, and the foundation has to have so many different layers to make mm-hmm. it solid. And it was right. necessary. It was mm-hmm. there was a rhubarb, which is made of steel. It's called rhubarb.
It's rhubarb. I said it wrong. It's
rhubarb.
Yeah.
Okay. And my ex has a work instructor, so I know what you're talking about, but I can't get it right either today. And then there has to be some motion in there. There has to be some fluid. So the next layer is made with some type of substance that is fluid in order to keep it moving and stable, because we can't be just solid. We have to be able to be flexible as well. So if there's a storm and a wind that comes along, a tornado or a hurricane, whatever, that house has to be able to shift because of the fluid and go back to a stable foundation. So if it's rigid, it's going to fall, it's going to break.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's some fluid added to that, then the home is going to be able to shift with the wind and get back into position. And in
mm-hmm.
order to do that, we must add these different elements to the home. So it's not just comprised of what we see. It's what's underneath the surface
that is also holding it together to allow it to be flexible and pliable. And so when she broke down the foundation, I began to think in my mind about, even if that storm comes and that house is destroyed, if that foundation is solid, you
exactly.
can rebuild on that same foundation because
exactly.
it was built right the first time. If marriage
mm-hmm.
just started to crumble or fall apart, if those two come together and agree, we're going to begin again, then you can begin on that same foundation and build it a different way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we have to have that foundation built on Christ, who's solid,
mm-hmm.
but he's also flexible, and he's pliable,
mm-hmm.
and he's moldable. That's
yes.
what our marriages have
yes.
to be built on.
Yes.
Wow,
because the storms
so
are going to come.
Yeah.
And the storms
yes,
are yes. going to come. The storms are going to come. Go ahead, Dr. Paula.
What I was going to say, as Lady Kathy was speaking, I thought about creation. And when God
mm-hmm,
created,
yes.
created the heavens and the earth, they were solid. Although there was chaos in the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
yes. the foundation remained sure.
Mm-hmm.
When building something, you can build many things with good intentions, but you got to have knowledge. You've got to have a skill, and then you got to count the cost. But more than that, your master builder has to be God. Because even
mm-hmm.
in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve came out of Eden, the foundation of Eden was solid, but the homeostasis, which represents the woman, the balance, the thermostat within the home, a
right.
woman sets the tone. A man is the house man. He holds the house together, the husbandry. But when the balance was off, when the woman, as you were saying, who brings the balance, when she got off, it helped Adam be off because, number one, he was out of position. She
exactly.
was vulnerable. She submitted to – she didn't submit. He submitted, but she succumbed. Sounds a lot of
right,
but it's a little different. So she succumbed. Adam submitted to the vessel that he was supposed to cover and be a leader. And leader
mm-hmm.
don't mean you stand over and rule a person with an iron fist. It means that you co-labor together in the husbandry of the garden of life. That being said, when the foundation is shaken, then the husband, it's like a theocracy, the husband needs to be able to step in as the head and say, together, we need to pray. Together, let's pull this together. If the woman's off, if the man is off, she should know the power of her prayer closet, the compassionate words, her power in meekness, but yet strength. Because if you look at children, and that's why even though I love God and I know I'm forgiven, I know the negative impact and residue, even though it's forgiven, there's a certain amount of residue that comes with divorce, sin, and doing things short of that which was called and ordained of God. So when you have a home that's the house of God and you have children, if you reflect back, how often will both parents be equally as upset with the child? There's always one that's going to come in and represent Christ.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's why we do need a balance. That's what I was going to say.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
Apostle Jerusha.
Yes, uh-huh. I'm here.
Okay, we were getting your feedback. We were getting towards the end, and I wanted your final word, your final what you'd like to end with.
Well, closing with kind of reflecting on what First Lady said about the pillars and wisdom. And when I look at wisdom, and the Bible talks about the seven pillars of wisdom, it speaks about in Proverbs, woman. Woman is called wisdom. She builds her house. So when you look at what wisdom is, it's prudent. She can be prudent. She has knowledge and direction. Wisdom can be, what else? fear of God. That's the first thing I remember First Lady said. She counsels. She has sound wisdom. In her is all of that understanding, you know, power. She moves in a power. So all of that is what gives you the wisdom to not only run a house, because that is your church. That is the actual institution that God was talking about. It gives you knowledge and discretion. All of these things will help us as women to not only lay the foundation, but be the foundation. As we fear God and counsel, and we have this wisdom which will produce righteousness, justice, equality, understanding, and the power of God, then through that we can run through a troop and we can conquer. You know, we could take back everything the enemy has stolen from us. And as a family, then we can become the ark in the earth where not only our family can run in and find help and protection, but others, we can be the light of the world.
Wow.
So that's what I'd like to add to the closing of this.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, when I was sitting here, Apostle Jerusha was always the one when we were growing up. And Dr. Paula can vouch, and you too, Lady Kathy. She could always come up with a nursery rhyme. And what I just was thinking about with this whole thing, yes, she could. She would always come up with one. But the thing that, and it's funny because it came to me as clear as day, this whole thing reminds me of the three pigs. How one built the house with straw, one built it with brick. But the bottom line being there was one in the middle that withstood the blow, which we know is the winds and the darkness that may come. But there was one house that stood that could not be destroyed. And I say to you as I close today, we're going to be like the three little pigs, but we're going to only be the one that constructed a strong foundation in marriage and also in the community, but most of all in marriage and to our family first, because if we start at home, and it starts to flow out like a river. What we have put in is what we're going to get out, and that's every household. And if every household would have that same thought pattern, and when we begin to flood out, the key portion of that would be is that everybody would be blessed because. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited. This has been so amazing. I thank you, Dr. Paula. I thank you for putting our building into place and all the materials that were needed and the structure of it and the substance of it. And then Apostle Jerusha coming in and putting the woman in the house. Lady Kathy coming in and putting the word on top of it as well. I want to thank you ladies for joining us, and those of you that were blogging, it was just too hard to answer your questions right then. I'd like for you to be able to go to our Facebook, which is First Ladies Blog Talk on Facebook. You can contact us there with questions and things you'd like to hear in the show. Excuse me. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzanne McDonald. My co-host is Lady Kathy Howard. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization which is here to do just that. We're one of the strong pillars that are helping to reconstruct the world and you. And also Destined for Glory Ministries, Lady Kathy Howard and Pastor Tony Howard. I'd like to thank you and ask you if at any time you need us. Lady Kathy, give yours first, please, your phone number and the address to your church, please.
Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministry, 702-364-5679. And we're located right on 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118.
And if you have a need for Hands of Comfort Foundation, the phone number is 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. I want to thank you for joining us. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. Give us a call. Check us out on Facebook, First Ladies Blog Talk. And if you have a need, you already know where to find us. Have a great day. See you on Monday. Thank you, ladies. Be blessed and have an amazing weekend. You can
Bye-bye.